Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please feel free to call in. That number is 316-768-4472. Okay, I'll give you another opportunity. 316-768-4472. Put it in the scratch pad. Put it in the scratch pad. Save it. Look at it next week. With me, as always, two men from New Jersey. One of them bald. One of them with a voracious taste for the drink. First, Frank. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good evening to everybody, one and all.
Nice. Steve, how are you?
I'm great, but we have to do a little addendum. We're both bald.
What do you mean?
Shaved my head.
You shaved your head? Do you have any pictures?
No, not right now.
Okay, good. Good. Wonderful.
I don't like cut my hair and take a picture.
You should. Because you never do. You never cut your hair. That's the thing.
Have you ever had a crew cut, Kenny?
No, never. Never. The last time I had hair short enough for a crew cut is when it was first growing in. What about you, Fred? Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Would you be willing to get a crew cut? Or no?
I would never do. One of my Chris Mullins? Fucking.
I don't know who that is.
I'm sure you don't know who it is, Frank. It's okay. It's oh goddamn K. We're here. It's episode 345. 345, Frank. And right away, I baffle you with a sports reference. And I think that's only appropriate because this weekend I went to... are you familiar with what soccer is, Frank? Do you know what that is?
I know who the Cosmos are.
The Cosmos?
Yeah, the Cosmos. Isn't it the soccer team or the country, the United States Cosmos?
I think you fucked that up on a few levels. But the thing is, it's no longer the 70s, and Pelé is no longer an active player. There is an entire league of teams, one of them being the Philadelphia Union, and another one being the D.C. United. Now, I had the opportunity of going to Philadelphia to see one of these games in action. And I don't know, Steve, have you ever been interested in soccer enough to see it live beyond seeing like your niece or your nephew play little kid soccer?
I've gone to MLS games back when I think it was the first year of MLS when we had the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars.
Yeah, now they're the Red Bulls. Yeah, that was when everybody was kind of interested a little bit.
Yeah.
And then everybody kind of fell off. And for some reason... I don't know when or how this tradition kind of happened, but I think every year Amanda's parents get tickets to a Philly game. I almost said fucking Phillies, but the Union game. We went last year, and this year we went again. And what it usually happens that the seats they get are somebody's season tickets. And since they're not a great team and it's soccer and no one really gives a shit enough to sell out a crowd, there's a chance that the seats next to them will be unoccupied, so that I can buy any ticket in the arena and end up sitting next to them as it is. So that's what we do. I buy a ticket and pretty much I go there, sit right next to them, and if someone happens to come by, I'll retreat to my purchased seat, and that has worked out last year, and this year not so much. Within 5 minutes, the guy came over with his fucking plate of fries with seasoning on them and his bowl of fucking yellow neon cheese sauce.
Excuse me,
I think you get there. So I had to go and retreat and go to my my seat. And as I'm walking away, I'm going a section away, relatively close. I feel bad. I'm not sitting with the group that I came with. I'm not near Amanda or her parents. But I'm slightly relieved that I don't have to sit next to a greasy guy with man tits who's funneling what they call crab fries into their fucking face. Now, Frank, are you familiar with the term crab fries? Do you know what they are?
Crab fries is when you take a crab and you dice into fours and you fry it and deep fry it and you make it into
French
fries.
Dice into fours?
Dice it into fours. You just take it and dice it into really huge dices. Do you know what dicing is? Do you know how to dice something?
You chop it up real good.
Into fours.
Into fours. Into four
whatever. You
equal
can do
pieces.
Fours or fives, and you what you do is you deep fry it in olive oil, and you make French fries out of it.
That you,
wow.
I don't even.
There's some magic involved. I think you're missing a step.
I think you're missing several steps and misusing several terms. Steve, have you ever heard of crab fries? Do you know what
no.
they are?
Nope.
This seems to be like a South Jersey, Philly thing. You get a. If I were to ask you for variations of fries that you're familiar with, the disco fry would be something you're very aware of.
Absolutely.
With the disco fries, what you got is fries.
You just dice up a potato into fours and fry it, put a fish on it.
And you also got gravy fries.
Yeah. Okay.
And
so,
cheese fries. Well, you got Greek fries.
Yeah. So what I don't, I wasn't aware of until Amanda pointed them out to me. Crab fries are a staple from a place called Chickies and Pete's in Philadelphia. And really, all they do is they take French fries and put a certain seasoning on them. They put Old Bay seasoning.
Old Bay rules.
It is good.
Now, what is the main ingredient of Old Bay seasoning?
Paprika.
Yeah, paprika. And I don't know what else. But it seems to be...
I'm going to try it.
You going to do it?
Did you taste it?
I've had them, but I mean, and they're good. But I don't need to have somebody hovering over a tray of grease and cheese next to me, sweating like the sweat coming off of these people as they're eating this shit without a breeze. You know, it's just fucking. It's annoying. It's irritating.
Old Bay and sweat would definitely smell.
Yeah,
rancid.
It would approach some kind of livery. Driver, some kind of taxi driver or a guy who drives a limo or a bus, something like that. Old Bay and crotch sweat is not a fucking combination you want to fucking contend with while you're trying to pay attention to a fine soccer game. And so I'm walking over to my section and I sit down between two fucking people with man tits eating goddamn crab fries. I'm pretty sure everybody in that fucking arena had a cardboard tray of goddamn crab fries. And they were... Oh, and don't think that they were trying to spare the cheese to be healthy. They fucking used every bit of that goddamn 12-ounce cup of cheese that they give away. Fucking disgusting. Absolutely hideous and gross. And I had to endure it.
Sounds delicious to me.
Cheese and Old Bay. You're going to do it?
Of course.
Are you going to try and bring
like Fuddruckers?
Are you going to try and bring this up north, Frank? Are you going to try and steal it?
I'm going to bring it up to the north side of town.
See, the thing I hate about it, it is delicious. But the thing I really hate about it, outside of the radius and the aura of sweat and shame, is that it has such a wonderful name of crab fries that Frank's initial impression of them is what I think everybody would have. Some kind of crab meat with French fries. That's what I would have fucking thought. And that's what I want. I hear that and I get a little bit hungry for goddamn crab legs and fucking French fries in one plate. But then again, they're not going to sell that at a fucking soccer game. So I'm sitting between two people and I actually heard the person two seats away from me ask, "You gonna finish the cheese? are you gonna finish the cheese?" So I'm in fucking in hell, and I just take to Twitter. I actually stopped watching a game that I paid to see. I was in a fucking arena, staring at my fucking phone like I'm completely just shut off from the fucking world. I just unplugged from life and plugged directly into technology and the world of Twitter, and decided to take the next 30 minutes to insult the fans of this team and their stupid fucking battle cry, dupe, whatever the fuck that is.
Dupe.
If you don't know, if you've never been or you've never heard, there's a thing that they say, that they write on their shirts, that they write on their fucking signs, they hang around fucking posters. It's just dupe, D-O-O-P, and there happens to be a hashtag, dupe, and I knew that that would be the keystone to tug at, to have the fucking wall of avid Philly Union fans just come a tumbling down on me. And I couldn't wait to tell them such things as to make fun of their goalie who was wearing a fucking helmet. Frank, one thing you know about soccer has to be that people who play soccer don't wear fucking pads except for on the shins.
That's correct. Or shin guards, cups,
and that's all about it. And perhaps a cup. Never a fucking helmet, right?
What do you need a helmet for? It's a soft little cushy ball.
Thank you. It's a goddamn...
only pussies wear helmets.
That's right. That's what I say. Guy's wearing a fucking bike messenger helmet, tending goal for the Philly Union. Philadelphia Union. I don't even know how to fucking say it. Not just be disgusted with the entire event. But the thing is, I was rescued. I got a text from Amanda. The seats behind us, unoccupied. Went over there, watched the rest of the game. Had a goddamn blast until I realized that there was a guy behind us who had some kind of vocal affliction. But he had a problem with his voice, but no problem just continuing screaming and offering, tips to the players. He was very hoarse, and I can only assume that he had some kind of throat operation. Where do you sound like this? That was the nature of his voice. And he was screaming out such wise things as, they got to score here. They got to take these opportunities and turn them into goals. The whole time.
Wow.
Yeah. And
he's ready to be a coach.
Yeah. And even more annoying than that, his fucking daughter. And I hate to say this about a kid. And Frank, I know you're probably not feeling too good about me saying that. Probably about 8 or 9 years old. Anytime the goddamn fucking Philadelphia Union got the ball, she would just scream single word commands to the fucking team. Switch it! Play! Kick! Score it! Come on! Save the day! Screaming shit like that non-fucking stop. Like they're gonna say, oh, thanks. Thanks. I haven't been playing this game since I learned to fucking walk in goddamn Colombia. Thank you for screaming it at me, you little fuck with a hoarse voice dad. And all I'm thinking is, sore throat and hereditary? You think before extra time hits, this bitch is gonna lose her fucking voice? Maybe take the volume down? Just praying for a kid to lose her fucking ability to speak. It turns you into a rotten person. Soccer does. Absolutely does. Frank, you have no interest in this shit, do you? You don't like talking about
soccer. Is called football in Europe.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a segment on the show that I like to call Frankie Snapplecaps, where occasionally they'll just give us something nice to chew on.
Snapplecap knowledge.
Frankie Snapplecaps, hitting us with some new shit. Well, you got to know baseball, Frank. I mean, there was some big news, Steve, that you passed around. You were very proud of on Facebook.
Yeah, I wouldn't say very proud. Well, I guess, yeah.
And you were impressed by it.
Yeah, I'm impressed, definitely.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not a Mets fan, so I can't really be proud for the guy.
So, R.A. Dickey, what did he do?
Two back-to-back one-hit games, which is not done all too often.
Are you impressed, Frank? The guy held the team to one hit both times he started. Two consecutive starts. One hit. It's a one-hitter. And
when you say, you mean, I'm a little confused now, when you say...
And to top it off...
Define hit.
And to top it off, the icing on the cake is that this year, a Mets pitcher also threw a no-hitter as well. So, yeah. I mean, the pitching's coming through. The pitching is becoming stronger. And what do you mean you don't understand what one hit means?
Do you understand what a hit in baseball is?
You mean nobody even got a foul ball?
Foul ball's not a hit.
Foul ball is not a hit.
Well, what
you got a no-hitter, that means the team didn't get a hit.
You know what? Slow the fuck down, okay?
What?
I'm sick and tired of people saying me that this guy had a no-hitter. As long as the ball hits the bat, it's a hit.
No, that's contact.
I don't care if it's a foul.
It's not a hit.
No, no, no. It's a hit, Dick. It's a hit.
So wait, are you suggesting that the source of your rage right now is that people are
they're misconstruing what a hit
your,
is?
In your estimation, they're misrepresenting the no hitter.
Right. A no hitter should be absolutely no contact with the bat whatsoever, whether that be a foul ball, a fly out, a pop out, a ground out, whatever.
But I mean, it's currently
it should be a strikeout only.
That's ridiculous.
Only if there's a complete nine innings with strikeouts, then I will concede that that's a no hitter.
Nine innings. What about ball? What about a walk? That's not a hit.
No, that should not count because that's a pitcher error.
A walk is not
error.
A walk is now a new stat
it's
called
a pitcher error.
The PE.
So on the back, we have
five
to,
PEs today.
Yeah, we have to amend every baseball card ever with the PE column.
And I want
on the
you
back
to play devil's
pitchers.
Advocate. Would you have more respect for a pitcher who threw 27 strikeouts than you would with somebody whose the batters hit the ball, they grind it out, they fly out? Okay, they're still making contact with the ball.
Well, do you understand what a perfect game is?
Perfect game is very similar to the perfect game of bowling when you get three turkeys.
It's actually nothing to do with that. And also, a perfect game of bowling. Perfect game of bowling is that three turkeys?
That's when you get three turkeys.
What about
that's a perfect game of bowling?
What about the last frame?
You're missing a frame there.
Yeah.
There's 10 frames in bowling, 3 times 3 is 9, and you can get 4 turkeys and a strike.
Right.
So a perfect game is what?
If you show me a game in history where a pitcher had a no-hitter in which no contact was made with the ball, then I will give respect and props. If that ever has happened in history.
So it takes the impossible for you to give respect and props.
Is that impossible, my friend?
It's impossible in the realms of most athletes.
Why should the
pitcher... A no-hitter is impossible in the realm of most people.
The pitcher is getting...
And certainly impossible in your context. So
I'm
you should be giving respect.
I'm tired of the pitcher getting credit for a no-hitter.
Why?
When in essence, it's the fielders. You know, when people fly out or ground out, he should be thanking the shortstop. He should be thanking the right fielder, left fielder.
Exactly. That's part of throwing a no-hitter or a perfect game.
Don't make great plays
during the game.
Don't make a big yep-de-fup-de-whoop-de-doo about the fucking pitcher getting a no-hitter. That's bullshit. That doesn't mean squat, and I'll piss on him if I see him.
You'll piss on who?
Sure
the people making a big
jail.
Who? The people that make a big deal of it or the pitcher?
I will piss on the pitcher.
Why? He's just doing his job. That'd be like if you did your job very well and someone said you didn't do it perfectly.
I want you to
you fucking erased something
I
once.
To
Frank, any major league pitcher.
You wrote a report without hitting backspace, so.
I want you to concede
that's
that I'm,
good.
I have a point, both of you.
You have no. It is not a point. It's a ridiculous fucking.
Do you think it is more. The pitcher has more the pitcher should be more respected if he were to have 27 strikeouts.
Hold on. You're asking me if someone does everything flawlessly for an entire 9 innings. You're asking me if I would think that's more of an achievement than just a no-hitter.
Yes, would you?
Yes.
See, you concede. Thank you.
But it's not to say that
a
fucking no-hitter.
Has that ever happened in history, Steven?
I doubt it. I don't think it ever will.
I think 26 is the most strikeouts someone's had. I think they're one or two away.
Okay, maybe it'll happen.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think it's within
the realm of possibility. It's definitely possible.
Of course it is. You ever hear of somebody called Dwight Gooden? Doc Gooden?
He
did it back in the Mets days, 1986.
He didn't throw a perfect game. He threw a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Same difference.
No, it's not. You just said the same fucking difference. You just basically said a no-hitter doesn't mean shit.
But his no-hitter, the guy didn't make any contact with the ball.
No, that's a lie.
That is such a fucking lie.
You know what?
Frank,
you don't know what you're talking about, Frank. You can't be mad at things you have no idea of.
And it's a strikeout.
Yeah.
I understand that, but no contact should be made with the bat whatsoever. That's my opinion, and I will not give credence to anybody.
What about clear water? Will you give some clear water?
I will never not give John Fogerty or anything.
Really? So let's say Steve the LARPer lived a different life, drank a few red stripes less a night, and actually was a Major League Baseball player. As you know, he used to be a ball player.
Yeah.
Let's say he made it to the major leagues and threw a no-hitter, but every batter hit fucking 10 foul balls. But he still struck them out 27. He got 27 strikeouts. But everybody hit hit 10 foul balls before they got struck out. You would have no respect for him? Because
I have no respect. He either has to get strikeouts with where they swing and they don't hit it, or they just get strikeouts by them...
You have such fucking impossible demands. It's absolutely fucking hideous.
You know what? I guarantee you it will happen within the next year.
Absolutely fucking hideous. God damn. You guarantee this is going to happen within the next
year. This will happen before the season is over.
Frank, I want to make a $1,000 bet with you right now.
$1,000 bet. Here we go.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check my bank account.
I will hold Frank. Over. $200 for this bet. Steve, you are currently not working, living off of your savings, and you're ready to throw down $1,000 with Frank.
I'm trying to see maybe I can take some loans out and pay some people back at 50%. I could make a lot of money off
this. You going one for one with this? Frank gives you $1,000 if he loses?
Yeah.
Frank already owes me $100 for a fucking bet he promised he would pay me for.
Well, still didn't do it. I don't remember that one.
Yeah. No, you want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked me to unfriend somebody.
Oh, okay.
And you said you'd give me $100 to do it. And you said I didn't have the balls to do it. And as you said it, I had already clicked unfriend and had already typed to you, where's my fucking money?
Oh, you gotta wait. You gotta wait and then shake on that shit.
Let's talk a little bit about sports. Let's talk about sports when we were kids.
What do you mean? Sports when we were kids?
Were you a little leaguer, Ken and Steve?
Yes. You know, Steve was a ball player. I also, I had played little league up until Babe Ruth League or whatever it was until I was 16. Then I retired from baseball.
Did you retire, or did you get cut?
They didn't have a league for me. Except for high school, which I wasn't good enough for.
I am the exact same story.
The thing is, I never told somebody, Steve, that I used to be a ball player. Like you had some checkered past, some fucking fizzled out dream. No, you said I used to be a ball player. That's the thing I took exception with.
I never said ball player.
That's bullshit. I'm almost positive you said that. And in any event, Frank, you had a point. We played baseball.
So back in your day.
Yeah, in your day. Did they have mitts, Frank?
I was on a team called the Salons.
What?
You're a great
on the Salons?
They used to name them after cars, and then I think there was a car called the Salon back in the 70s or something like that.
That sounds very masculine to make your son play on the Salons.
Right. But what kind of a baseball player were you? Were you the good average? What would you consider yourself?
Middle of the road, good at stealing bases.
Well, good at stealing bases, that doesn't really take much skill.
What do you mean it doesn't take much skill?
I mean, stealing bases. Well, that's not the meat and potatoes of baseball, stealing bases. I mean, anybody can steal a fucking... Stealing bases just involves running. We can all run. We were born to run.
Oh my God.
Stealing bases just involves running, just like throwing a no-hitter involves just throwing.
Well, don't make a big deal that you were able to... That the pitcher was turning its head and you were able to move from one base to another. That's not a big deal. I'm not going to give you credit for that.
All right, fine. You know what? First of all, I hate that you have such high standards for credit that no one wants. No one is seeking out your fucking respect or fucking or credit for doing something. Nobody. But you have such fucking lofty demands to even respect somebody. Meanwhile, any Native American gets it by default. Even someone who says, "Oh yeah, I'm a Native American," and they're wearing a fucking Who Farted T-shirt and fucking camo shorts, sitting on a leather couch watching fucking Ren and Stimpy reruns.
I don't know what that even means.
Oh, I'm Native American. You have my undying respect. What's that, Johan? You threw a fucking no hitter. Well, how many times did the bat hit the ball? Oh, there were fly balls. Fuck you, loser. Oh, Native American who's jobless and hooked on alcohol and pills. Oh, I love you. I love you. You get my respect. Such fucking shit. You can have respect for their goddamn ancestors, Frank, all day. But a present-day Indian has never done anything for anybody, including themselves. Thank you. So what is it you wanted to know about Little League, Frank? Were you some kind of an all-star? Were you fucking excellent?
No. What I like to classify myself as, I was never the worst, but I was like the second to worst.
Oh, man. How long did you play baseball?
I played probably, you know, in grammar school up, you know, I guess first to sixth grade or what have you.
Were you the kid
sixth?
First to sixth.
Were you the kid that would all of a sudden just have a hot dog? Like, no one knows where it fucking came from.
No.
You would just
start eating
a goddamn hot dog. No, I mean, like, we had a kid who was bad, but he had, like, the best glove, the best fucking cleats, and around the sixth inning, he'd be eating a fucking a hot dog on a paper plate that no one knows how he got it. But his parents, I guess, snuck in while we were all, you know, playing the fucking game and brought him some snacks.
On the DH.
And one time I was hungry and I asked if I could have a piece of the hot dog. He gave me the fucking string with the hot dog skin.
Wow. can I have a
piece of the hot dog? Yeah, sure. Rips the string off the end and gives to me because the string is covered with hot dog skins. Like that little fucking membrane. Oh. The best part is the membrane on the hot dog, by the way.
So that was pretty good then.
I ate it. You know, what am I going to look hot dog skin in the, you know, and not take it? The guy offered it to me. It's a present.
I thought you asked for it.
Well, no, I asked for a piece of the hot dog. I didn't ask for the string that binds the edible parts together. But in any event, Frank, you wanted to talk about this. Is this as far as you wanted to take it?
No, I was just—I mean, I was just curious to know, you know, if you were a ball player as well. That's all.
What do you mean? Like you were?
I just said I played from first to sixth grade.
Yeah, but you weren't any good. Nobody like if you could pick your own team, which you never could. Although my team, my coach actually traded somebody in fucking Little League. Yeah, we traded our worst kid.
I've never heard of a trade.
I remember that now. Yeah, it was the Bears, and I think we had a kid who was like a hemophiliac, and we just fucking traded him to to like the marina, the team that was sponsored by the fucking local marina, and I think he later quit the league. Probably got beaned and bled out.
How can you have a hemophiliac son playing like Little League? You're going to get cuts and bruises.
I don't know. We had a kid on our team who was allergic to bee stings, too.
Yeah, well.
He was not particularly fond of bees. He got stung and had to be taken out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were already down. Like, when I say traded, he pretty much just cut the kid from the team and somebody else picked him up. We didn't get another player in return.
Oh.
It's as close to a trade as you can get.
Gave him away.
Yeah.
He optioned him, I think.
Put him on waivers.
He was on waivers.
But it was literal waivers. He just waved to his parents as they put him in the car.
With a box of Band-Aids.
It is that time of year, though. It is that summer air. You can kind of just fucking smell the seasons changing. That it's getting hot. It's in between cold and painfully hot and
very humid,
ball sweatingly hot. It is quite humid, as some people would say.
Do both of you have your ACs on?
I don't say that shit. I don't fucking say that shit. What'd you say, Frank?
Do both of you have your ACs on?
I have my air conditioning configured with my Nest thermostat at 78 degrees because I'm afraid to lose the green leaf. I want to be environmentally conscious. If I spin it to 77, oh no, it fades. It fades away. I get a nice email report saying how much I've saved, how many hours and all that shit. It was pretty nice. Gotta say, it was nice to know. My old fucking thermostat didn't do that bullshit. But in any event, Frank, it's about that time. And when I say it's about that time, it's summer. It's approaching summer rapidly. A few days away from official summer. But we're here because True Blood has started. Are you aware of this, Frank?
No, I'm not familiar with True Blood.
You're not familiar with True Blood. You don't know what the show is. Steve, are you familiar with the show True Blood, the program True Blood?
Ever since I got HBO Go, the first thing I did was watch the whole Flight of the Conchords. Second thing I did was watch True Blood.
You watched every episode?
I hadn't, seen it until last year, and I watched like a marathon. It was 48 episodes because it was four seasons, 12 episodes a season.
Yeah.
So a two-day marathon, and I watched the whole thing straight through.
That would have been great to do because I first heard of it, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this shit. Fuck this. And Amanda had recorded like six episodes, and I started watching it, and I got fucking hooked after the first one. And every True Blood episode ends on something of a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
So we need another fucking vampire fucking show. There's not enough of those fucking
things. Right, it's been on for 4 years at this point. I mean, really, they were kind of on the
top of the wave. Enough with the fucking vampires. We get it. They have fangs. Big deal. They can't see themselves in the mirrors, whatever.
Yeah, but this is not true. A good one.
Yeah, this is a good one. And also, it's interesting. It's pretty kind of well written, and let's just say there's a lot of exciting, titillating parts to it.
Did you say tit?
I said titillating. Yes, there's a lot of violence, nudity.
There's a lot of violence.
What kind of nudity? Full frontal?
Yeah, there's a damn lot of nudity.
Yeah. There's a fair amount of nudity.
I'd say at least once per episode.
Oh, you're interested in the old stupid vampire show now, Frank?
What do you think people's fascinations are with vampires?
Well, I think that the people that have always been fascinated with it are the weird people. And the people that are fascinated with it now are just kind of into seeing people get bitten to see where it goes. Are they going to be brought into the club? Are they going to be cured? Are they about to be fucked? Or are they going to be killed? But the people who've always been into vampires since, like, I don't know, as far back as, let's say a kid who's been into vampires from, like, 1987 and has never stopped, that's a fucking weird person. A fucking weird person. But I don't know. I just think it's one thing hits, so we have to have everything be like that. And it's back, Frank. It's a great show. Steve, you've watched every single episode.
Yeah.
I'm happy because after last season, we canceled HBO. And the main concern was, well, what are we going to do when True Blood comes on?
Like, well, see, that's we the could problem. Find it. A lot of people are complaining about HBO Go because you need to have a cable subscriber.
Yeah.
Or be subscribed to a cable provider in order to get HBO Go. And a lot of people, they have a petition with like a million signatures of people who just want to pay a flat rate for HBO Go.
Yeah.
Get all this stuff and not get everything else.
Define what you mean by HBO Go.
It's the online... It's like a...
It's like Netflix streaming, but for HBO programming. Did we just blow your fucking mind? You don't know what that is?
Could you say it again slower?
It's like Netflix streaming.
Right.
But for HBO,
so it's HBO on demand. In other words,
yes,
yeah,
but only through your PC or HBO Go enabled device.
Yes, exactly. Are you okay, Frank? I mean, you ask a question and then what happened? We get nothing back from you.
Is this still processing?
I'm still. It's still running.
You gave us the same. That exchange was the same thing as like asking a car dealer. So, is good on mileage? Oh yeah, it's great on mileage. And then you just don't say anything. You keep fucking circling the room.
Well, you answered my question. So you know what else?
We can't see you. You fucking dope. You have to respond.
Yeah, you get it. My question.
If we're at a goddamn fucking display room for a showroom for a fucking new car that you're buying, we'll see you pacing and furrowing your fucking brow. But we don't see you. So if we respond to you and we get nothing in return, that doesn't fucking bode well for what we're talking about. Do you get it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, fuck face.
No, fuck you.
No need to get fucking nasty and curse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't mean to. So we signed up again specifically so we could watch True Blood. Because I'm a fan of it. I enjoy it. And, it seems like it's getting off to a good start this year. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's pretty good. And I'll just say this. Every year there seems to be multiple storylines going on, which is the mark of any show that you'd have to watch every episode of to be aware of what's going on. But there seems to be one fucking storyline every year I just could not give a shit about. And this year seems to be Terry Belfler's weird army... setting fires, hanging out with his army buddy Bull. I just could not give a fuck less. And actually, I think last year, his fucking stepbaby or baby or whatever the fuck it was, I didn't give a shit out of that either. I didn't care. Who gives a fuck? Oh, the baby's out of fire. Brr, brr, brr. Where's the fucking baby now? Did the baby die? Hasn't made one appearance, but every episode has had a healthy fucking dose of shit I don't give a fuck about, starring Terry Belfleur. Now, the thing is about him, he was a perfect background character that you'd almost want to know more about, but you never do want to know more about them. Every time there's a fucking intriguing background character and they delve into it, it gets worse. It's just like, oh, fuck. Why couldn't he just be the kooky fucking burger fryer?
PTSD guy.
Yeah. Oh, don't spook him because he'll fucking burn a burger and fucking run into the shed. That's the whole gag. We don't need any more from him. But they just fucking insist on making him a bigger and bigger part of the goddamn show. And I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I just want to see a certain redheaded vampire more on the show. I think that she's an integral part of the storyline. She's very important to the show. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Well, she's basically a made vampire by one of the main vampires in the show.
Exactly.
Come on, Steve.
That's right. And I hate fucking talking about this and mentioning it because Frank always tries to find this avenue of letting me know that he thinks I'm infatuated with vampires.
I think you have a little fascination with female vampires, just like you do with the female devil.
With the female devil? What are you talking about?
I think you enjoy when women get dressed up as a dirty devil on Halloween.
I hate that. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. Everybody knows that I prefer the whore Santa Claus to the
whore
devil
Santa Claus.
You mean Mrs. Claus? I hope you mean Mrs. Claus.
No, whenever the fuck they are.
Are you talking about the woman?
I don't give a shit. Look, I don't care if they're wearing a beard or what. It's still better than, oh, I got a devil tail. I'm a devil. Who gives a shit? Oh, I'm a bumblebee. I'm a bumblebee. Shove more Rumplements down my fucking throat.
Is it supposed to be sexy for women to have tails?
I don't think so. I don't. Is that something? Where does that question come from? Because I have no desire for Amanda to grow a tail. Do you have a fashion? Do you kind of secretly wish that women had tails? Is that what you're saying?
No, because, I mean, I know there's a fetish where women stick tails up their anus and pretend like they're horses, so I didn't know if there was a fetish for women to have tails.
And how did you come across learning about this fetish?
Well, I am 42 years old. I have seen it, and I'm sure all of you have seen it, too.
We've all seen it, but nobody's ever really studied it. It's one of those things that you see, and it's like, oh, why the fuck are they doing that? Oh, well, next clip. And then 3 hours later, maybe you
I guess because it makes the woman into a subservient, if you will, if she has a tail, because she looks like an animal.
Frank, it seems like you've spent more time watching this video, so you're gonna have to be the expert here. I have no interest.
Like this, so I don't even.
It's women who stick tails up their butts. Whatever.
Like what? Like a horse tail? Like cut off a horse?
They stick horse tails up their butts.
So let me ask you this. When you see a woman on Halloween with the cat tail or the devil tail with the triangle on the end, do you have? Is your first flashback two frame thought? I bet you that tail's in her asshole.
No.
Is that the first thing you think of when you see it?
No.
I wonder if she's got that attached to a butt plug.
I'm referring to the video that that we're talking about, in those cases that I'm talking about.
Don't say that we're talking about it. You're the one who just pondered with pinky between teeth nibbling. Do you think that women should have tails? Do you think this is something that should happen through evolution? I think you have a thing for women with tails. Because this is not the first time that you've brought this up to me. Over the years, Frank, we've been doing the show a very long time. We've had a lot of interactions. I must have heard the fact that you've seen this video at least five times. So there's got to be some kind of
secret.
There's
more than one video out there. It's like a whole series of things.
True. There's also 38 baseball teams playing 162 games each. How many times have we ever talked about baseball? Probably the first time tonight. So just because there's a lot of something doesn't mean that bringing it up seven times is not an indication that you're fucking into it. You're definitely into it. In fact, Steve just typed to our chat room on HearUsTalk.com. He's confiding in Tommy Pantera that you may be a closet furry. are you familiar with what a furry is, Frank?
Isn't it just somebody who wears animal costumes during coitus?
They don't just wear it, Frank. That's their second skin. They become something else when they wear that fucking that goddamn mascot. Like, I bet they buy it off of eBay. Like a failed candy store used to have a fucking unicorn mascot that would wave by the highway, and now some fucking depressed, jaded fuck is actually cutting a dick hole in Grandma's Muffin Shop's former mascot costume so they can become Embria, the sexy unicorn.
Oh my god.
Absolutely hideous.
Furries scare me. Like, I'm not really scared of many things in the world, but I'm scared of pure craziness, and I think furries are just pure crazy.
Steve, if you had to be a furry right now, what animal would you become?
An iguana.
Nice. What would your iguana name be?
Iguanodon.
Interesting. Frank, if you had to become a furry, what would your animal of choice be? And this is, and keep in mind, this is you as another life form, and you have to have sex in this form.
I'd choose the aardvark.
Interesting. Why would you choose the aardvark?
Well, because he already has a long apparatus, so I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Wait, you're talking about his nose?
Obviously.
So you wouldn't just fuck normal as an animal. You'd have to fuck with your thing that you use to eat ants.
Right.
So you're already taking a sexual deviation and making it even more fucked up. I think I would just be some kind of a jungle cat, but cartoony. Very cartoony jungle cat, borderline Garfield, and I would cut a dick hole and a shithole.
Garfield?
So I could shit out of it, I could shit into a litter box.
It's interesting you said that.
And have,
it's, what? It's very interesting you said that.
That I said what?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but Ken had a fixation, if you will, or a fetish for Garfield. In fact, he had a Garfield bank in his room for many, many years.
Yeah, and
I have a Garfield.
My mom made it for me. My mom made that bank for me. Underneath, it says, "Love, Mommy, 1984."
You know what?
Where is that bank to this right now at this moment?
It's in a cardboard box, waiting to be put in a closet, probably. I mean, I'm not gonna display it somewhere. I mean, I'll hold on to it forever because.
And I just like to ask you one more
thing.
Something
I can't throw out, but what? Go ahead.
That painting in your room where somebody took a knife and sliced the middle of it. Where's that painting right now?
Oh, the one that was in my room at my parents' house?
Yeah, where somebody accidentally took a knife and sliced the bottom of it.
They didn't accidentally. First of all, this is a 4x8 foam core painting of an eagle on a tree in the mountains. And I think I did a pretty good job on it. I was very proud of it.
Looks like you fucking traced it off of something. But where is that now, though?
I'd love to see you do anything creative other than stammer and be weird. In any event, that is still in its original hanging place. It's actually its second home. Its first home was in the hallway where someone took a Bic pen and dug it into the fucking paint and threw the foam core. Second was in the bedroom at my parents' house where it hangs to this day. It is now artwork in my dad's gun room.
Nice.
So there it is. Yeah, my dad turned my bedroom that was at their house into a fucking a gun sanctuary.
Nice.
He reloads ammo. He cleans his guns. He's got.
Do you ever go shooting?
Yeah, I have, but not as often as I think both of us would like. I'd like to go more, and he certainly would like me to go more.
But that's what we should do. That should be the next trip, the shooting trip. Frank does not get to touch weapons though.
You have guns, Steve?
I have an ass load of guns in my house.
I mean, legally?
Yeah, legally.
Oh, okay, good. Very good.
My dad was a huge hunter, gun collector. We have two gun cases right next to my TV upstairs.
Frank, there's one thing I wanted to mention to back up to True Blood. Frank saying that I was infatuated with it. I simply have an affinity or an appreciation for the character Jessica the Vampire. That's all. Not the fact that she's a vampire is irrelevant. I just think she likes the show better. I'm sorry, what was that?
Does your broad know this fatuation that you have?
My broad?
Yeah.
Broad?
Of course she knows. We watch the show together.
All right.
And every time she comes on screen, I go,
all right.
I make that noise.
Wait. In the course of your dating, Frank, maybe even Don does this too. Have you ever like watched a movie or a show with a girl and she just like makes a noise when like the key good looking guy comes on the screen or like makes
never.
A face?
My woman has never ever done that in the 25 years we've been
together.
What if
she did? What if she did?
She's never done that, and I've never done that either, and that's disrespectful to both of us.
Would you feel disrespected if the guy who I know who she likes, who's the one from Can't Buy Me Love, it's on that fucking doctor
who
show.
Who told you that?
She told me that.
Who told you that?
She told me that.
When were you discussing this with her?
Yeah, you know, we talk. And so so what if she's watching that guy, and she let out a little like that? How would that make you feel?
I'm not just going to say that she doesn't do this amongst her friends.
Oh, well, she may as well do it in front of you then. Don't you think that hiding it is a little bit more rude? Like, she should just say, oh, that's a handsome guy. She should say that. And if Mayonnaise is listening around, we're going to have a fucking massive gay remix sent to the show. God damn it. I'll tell you this. I went with Amanda to see a movie, and we took my mom because as part of her birthday, we got our movie tickets or something. We were going to take her out, and I forget what the fuck it was. It was, what was that movie with Steve Carell where he gets divorced? And Easy A, isn't it? Whatever the fuck her name is. Emma Stone. Do you remember
that
movie?
That was called The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, it was not the fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin. Jesus Christ.
He didn't get divorced in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That would have been an awesome twist.
Great twist to the end of the movie.
Just in a sexless marriage, 40 years old, realized, hey, I want to get some fucking ass. Doesn't happen.
Harp bosses? I don't know.
Okay, no. It was called Crazy Stupid Love. Okay?
Sorry.
All right. So I am in between Amanda and my mom.
Oh, God.
And there's a scene where fucking Ryan Gosling takes his shirt off, and my mom actually made this noise. She goes, oh.
Oh, my God.
I was so fucking mortified. I was mortified.
That's awkward.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait. Before you go on, what would have been better? Would have been better if Amanda made the noise or your mom?
Did you acknowledge that you heard it?
Yes.
You just said it.
No. Did you acknowledge to your mother that you heard it?
Yeah, I told her. I'm like, what are you? I don't need to hear this.
Now, this guy's the same age as you. He's actually younger than you, Ken.
A lot of people are, Frank.
So she's actually fawning over somebody who's younger than you.
I guess so. That just goes to show you that he appeals to ladies of all ages. I believe Amanda finds him to be attractive. But I would have preferred to have not heard the excited moan come from my mom during this fucking movie. Yeah, it was a little bit awkward. And now people are calling my mom a cougar. She's not a cougar. She's just an average American lady who got excited by a semi-nude male, a semi-nude young male.
Some people missed the fact that you said your dad has a gun room.
He does.
called your mom a cougar. Like, you don't do stuff like that.
Yeah, he does. He does have a gun room. He's been wanting that room forever. He had it all planned out. Safes, a fucking workbench, goddamn reloaders.
Safes.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
We have no safes. We have all just guns.
I think
everywhere.
He's going to make it a fucking panic room. And it's going to be. And if he. Goddamn, if he was there and he heard that noise, he would have had it in his head the day the panic room door has to shut. that he would be caught in there and there just wouldn't be enough time to pull mom in. Wouldn't be enough time. It would just slip on by. Well, why don't we... do you want to take a quick break?
Sure.
Or do you want to move on to a bit that we teased?
Oh, my God. So long in the making.
Last week. What do you think? Bit after the break? Quick break.
Bit after the break.
Very, very quick break. Okay, we'll take a break. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, thanking you for listening and urging you to take whatever free funds you have and buy yourself something nice. Or your family, or your kids, even if you're the type of person that goes on Twitter and just talks about the things you do as your kid in Florida sits there with nothing but heartache and an empty stomach. I hope you take the money you have and use it on yourself. And you can help us too, by going to hearustalk.com/Amazon, clicking our link, visiting Amazon through that link, and buying yourself or your loved ones or your son that you feel bad about not seeing because you live in New York and he lives in Florida and everybody makes fun of you on Twitter. And the only way to make it right is purchasing goods online. Well, I hope all of that can come true by visiting hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link, buy something great, you get something, we get a small cut. That's what I like to call a win-win. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of our show. Oh, shit.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Crab fry enthusiasts everywhere. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you, Sony from 10th and Diamond. It's been a very, very long time. Go to hearustalk.com. Subscribe to all of our programs, including Best in Show Radio, Geeks of Rage, Bug Zapper Radio, and this fine program if you haven't done it already. And if you have, God damn it, thank you very much. Go to our Facebook fan page, click like, and leave comments. Click likes. Share it. I don't give a fuck. Listen, I just want to interact with you. I just want to be your pal. Your good old goddamn friend. Me and my very, very good ear. My very, very, very good ear. And when I say that, Frank and Steve, you're back. How you doing?
Yes.
When wonderful. I say very good ear, of course, I am referring to a bit that we teased last week. Having this intro song, ladies and gentlemen, for first time in a long time, I present to you, Fat or Not. That's right, Fat or Not will be playing. We will be playing Fat or Not, Steve versus Germ Freak. Are you guys up for the challenge tonight? Are you up for the challenge?
I've been waiting 2 weeks for this.
Frank, are you prepared?
No.
Where the fuck
he's
is
not.
Frank? Where did he go? I couldn't hate him more. I could not fucking hate him more. Where the fuck did he go?
I pissed during the break.
Oh my God. I mean, what a fucking asshole. What
Frank's probably dropping a deuce.
Fucking asshole.
I got 3 minutes.
I am going to fucking murder him. I swear to God. Where the fuck have you been?
I had to let Marvin out, and he had to take a shit, and it took a while. Sorry.
Why couldn't your broad do that?
She's upstairs sleeping. After 10 o'clock, it's my it's
put him in a box and let him shit the box.
No, I don't do what you do to your dog.
Well, thank you, Frank, for... ruining the fuck, like, this is the second show in a row.
Get over it. Let's get on with the bit. Come on, they're going to drag us on, or are we going to get on with the bit?
What bit are you talking about, Frank?
You and Steve could have started it out.
No, it's you versus Steve. I can't play. I picked the fucking clips, you idiot. Here we go.
The double Jeopardy round.
I had something that came up. What can I do? You know, I'm in my home here. I have to keep everything on hold. You know?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to stop this a second. Frank, just say I'm sorry and shut up. Just do that.
Just don't make drag fucking it off for excuses. That. I said I'm sorry. I said that's the first
then
thing
don't
I said
make fucking excuses. Your apologies are fucking rendered worthless when you start
listing the
fucking litany of shit that you have going on. Like start nobody else has fucking shit to do. Right? We're all listless fucking amoebas, okay? Yeah, we have nothing else going on. You're the only person doing shit, right?
Look, let me know when you're done rambling.
Yeah. You fucking jerk.
Fucking ass wipe.
So, fat or not, ladies and gentlemen. This is a game where I scour the internet for video blogs, video clips, and other things online featuring audio from someone who may be fat or not. Okay? This person that I'm about to play may be fat or maybe not. And when I say fat, I mean decidedly fat. When I mean not fat, decidedly not fat. There are no in-betweens. There's no debate. This person is, as they are classified on this show. Frank, are you ready?
I'm here.
You can't. Can you fucking get excited about anything? Or
I'm here.
It's a fucking. It's a goddamn thing. I can't fucking believe you. Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Steve has been ready. He's been practicing. He's ready to fucking go.
I'm here.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to go first, Frank?
I thought we were. Okay, I guess so, yeah.
What did you think?
I thought we both answered.
Okay. Well, I'm going to present it. Okay, yeah, fine. That's all right.
We'll clip and we both give our opinion.
Okay, we'll do that then. That's fine. That's the best way to do it, I think. I agree with you. So, fat or not, ladies and gentlemen, fat.
2 weeks in the making, we don't even know how to play the game.
It's been a while, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just a little put off the recent argument. So, I apologize.
Get over it.
Don't fucking tell me to get over it.
I just did.
Don't fucking tell me to get over it, Frank.
Frank, G-O-I.
Just because you... Okay. All right.
G-O-Y.
I can't wait. By the way, Frank and I got the opportunity to hang out on Friday. I can't fucking wait to talk about this after fucking fat.
We better make it quick because I don't have much time.
What do you mean you don't have much time? What the fuck do you mean?
I have like three things I got to have done by tomorrow morning.
How long have you had those assignments given to you? That's what I want to know.
What difference does that make? I've been up since 3 o'clock yesterday morning.
Fucking huge difference. If they were given to you in the last 30
Steve,
minutes.
Steve, he's been working solid since 3 a.m. yesterday morning. You just heard him. You just heard him say it. There's no room for him to do these things. It's got to be done now.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It's just reaching its fucking its boiling point. At this point, it's reaching its fucking end, I think. Okay, here we go. Fat or not. I have taken the category for this week. The category is nail polish vloggers. Nail polish vloggers. Jeez. These are ladies that run video blogs dedicated to nail polish. I present to you the first clip, and I ask both of you, fat or not?
So, another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was, you all know that I'm doing Project Tin Pan, but this isn't makeup. I am breaking the rules a tiny little bit because it isn't actually makeup. I don't know.
Steven, fat or not?
I'm going to go with fat. I'm trying to figure out if most of that was English. I think the last sentence was, but...
Any ideas, any pointers that it drove you to declare it as a fat person?
She was smacking her lips as she talked, which is a fat trait. Okay. I think of fat talkers.
Frank, I ask you, fat or not?
I got to concur with Steven. She was winded.
She was winded.
She double talked, and she had a problem getting her vocabulary, which is a sign of people who are overweight.
Are both of you sure of your answers?
I'm 100% positive that she is a fat fuck.
In the chat room, we have Goatweed saying fat. We have Tommy Pantera saying
and I think it's
not
fat.
Fat. And both of you had said that she's fat. And also, if you'd like to call in and provide your own answer, 316-768-4472. Both of you have answered the same. And both of you are correct.
Of course I am. Of course I am.
That's 1-1. Frank, you have one. Steve, you have 1 point as well. Are you ready for the next clip in the category of nail vloggers?
Yeah, Frank answers
nail
first this
polish.
Time. We'll go back and forth with first
nail
to answer.
Vloggers. That's right. Because I don't want Frank to just zone out and then just say, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one I present to you, fat or not?
Hey. Okay, so my computer's finally back up and running. My internet has been weird, and it signed me out of my YouTube account. And then it wouldn't let me log back in or upload a video. So I don't know what's wrong with that, but I'm back. I'm here to do a video for you guys. Today I'm going to do the nail polish video that I saw.
Frank, fat or not?
She is fat as well. First of all, she you could tell she has a very thick tongue when she was speaking.
Skinny girls can't have a thick tongue?
No, she had a very flat tongue.
This isn't. Frank is suggesting that this is a tongue that was. Are you suggesting it's a tongue that was not thick by birth, but by sloth?
Correct.
Okay. Just to clarify.
Does that change? Does that even change? Does your tongue get fat when you get fat?
I'm not an expert.
All right.
Frank, so you're saying that this is the work of a fat woman.
Now, she sounds. I'm not saying she doesn't sound attractive, but that's not the point of the game.
That is not the point of the game.
And I say fat.
Okay. Steven, your answer. Fat or not?
Using Frank's first round methodology, I heard some pants and wheezes in there.
Okay.
And, yeah, I do think she might be like a somewhat cute, fat, blonde chick or something like that, but she's definitely fat.
So both of you had answered fat.
Fat again, yeah. Double fat.
Goatweed in the chat room is saying, not only is that fat, that's a heifer.
That's a heifer.
And I'm going to say that all three of you answering the same.
Nah, bitch. Keep rocking.
Incorrect answer. This is a very, very pale, frail, and sickly looking blonde teenage girl. Blonde teenage girl laying in her princess bed. Peering at very bewildered like at her computer. Why is she winded? I don't know. Maybe she's just severely out of shape. But that's no point for you, Frank, and no point for you, Steve. So far, you've answered in sync both times. The only way that one of you is going to get ahead is the time when you disagree. And I'm going to play your next clip in the category of nail polish vloggers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Frank, are you ready?
Yes, I don't have to say I'm ready for each time.
If I ask you if you're fucking ready, I need to hear it. I need excitement. This is what keeps me going. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh my God. Ready.
Here is your next clip. Fat or not?
Hey everyone, so this is the Nail Obsession tag. I was tagged by BeautyMiss33. She's really awesome. I'll link her channel below with a bunch of other stuff that you guys can go and check out. So yeah, I'm going to get started. The first question is, what is your favorite nail polish company? For me, that would be OPI. I love their nail polishes. I just think they make really, really great nail polishes. Number two, glitter or no? I love glitter. I love everything sequins and shimmeries, and it's just, that's definitely a yes for me. But I feel like you would have to be in the right mood or have the right...
And that's enough of that. Steven, your answer, fat or not?
I'm saying, well, she's definitely British. She's hyper. And she sounds possibly Asian, might be Hong Kong. I'm going to say not, but I'm not very sure about that answer.
You're undecided, but leaning towards not fat.
Yeah, I'm going
Frank,
with not.
Frank, your answer, please.
I'm playing a little bit of a strategy here, if you will.
Interesting.
As far as the rotation of the clips. And I don't think you'd put one fat, one skinny, and one fat. So I'm going to say that she is not fat.
So both of you.
Yeah, not fat. Double not fat.
Both of you have chosen not fat. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right.
In the chat room, Tommy Pantera says not fat. Goatweed says fat. I'm sorry to say, Goatweed, you're incorrect. That means, since you both agreed again, you both have 2 points. You both have 2 points.
Roly poly.
Eating corn and taters. Not this one. She is not fat and not Asian. Not that that's what we're going for. Next clip. Are you ready for your next clip? Frank, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
The category of nail polish vloggers. I ask you.
Vloggers.
Fat?
I find vloggers.
Fat or not?
Hey everyone, today is a nail polish tag, and please don't look at my messy room behind me. Anyway, Amarique's had this tag on her channel, and I thought it'd be fun to do as well, because I am a huge fan of nail polish. So there are 10 questions, and let's get started. Number 1, what's your favorite nail polish company? I'm gonna have to say Sally Hansen, because it's affordable, and it's good quality.
Okay, very concerned with things being affordable and ashamed of her mess. I present it to you, Frank. Fat or not?
I just want to recap. This is the fourth round.
Yes.
So the first one was fat, then it was 2 not fats, correct?
Why don't you just write it down?
Yeah. Why don't you just pay attention?
It was fat, not fat, fat.
Okay. No, fat, not fat, not fat. I'm saying that this woman is overweight and fat.
So you're just playing the patterns rather than actually listening to the audio and trying to...
It's called strategy, my friend.
It's called not really being able to perceive something from sound.
It's called strategy.
Okay, so Frank is going with the scorecard methodology. Just completely throwing it to the wind. You say that she is what, Frank?
What are you saying what I said before.
She's fat.
You're saying she's
said
fat.
She's fat.
Yes, she's overweight.
Okay.
Fat.
Over to you, Steve.
All right. I actually answered in the chat room before Frank answered verbally.
Okay.
Just to get it out there, but I said fat as well.
Okay. Because
she was like gasping between breaths, unless she's another emaciated, like, you know, nail polish.
Yeah, just to be sure. Listen to her embarrassment.
Hey everyone!
She starts off,
and also a fat woman usually has a sloppy room.
Well, that's what I'm.
That's not true. That's not true.
Listen to her embarrassment, and just maybe assess your answers.
Hey everyone! Today is a nail polish tag, and please don't look at my messy room behind me.
Okay. So both of you have said fat.
Yeah.
Goatweed says fat in the chat room. Notably silent is Tommy Pantera. And I have to say, guys.
Nah, bitch. Keep rocking.
Bitch.
She is not fat. Not fat in the least. And I think, Frank, if you saw her, you would probably use some outdated term like a nice tomato or a little potato cake.
Is she good looking?
She is a good looking young girl.
Is she a looker?
She is something of a looker, but certainly, decidedly, not fat. So no points are awarded.
All right.
No points are awarded. We're rapidly approaching a tiebreaker as you both have 2 points. Tied at 2. But we're going to go again. Are you ready for your next clip?
Yep. Nope. Yep.
I ask you, fat or not?
Hey guys, today I'm going to be showing you my favorite winter nail polish trends, and these are just a few that I picked. I love winter nail polish trends right now, and yes, I know this video is a little bit late, but I mean, better late than never, right? I'm a New Englander, and seeing as it's just starting to get cold, I think these nail polish trends will hang on for a little bit longer, and I know people are coming out with spring lines already, which is ridiculous. Just bring it back in a little bit. It's not spring yet. It is only January.
I ask you, Steve, I think you go first. I just totally botched that. I almost said Frank, but Steve, fat or not?
I'm going to call her a fat masshole.
A fat masshole. Now, what is your indication that she's fat?
She's from New England.
Okay, from New England. Naturally, people from New England are fat. Frank, your answer, fat or not?
I'm going to say she's not fat.
So yes, we have a differing answer here.
Good.
Right.
Could this be the deciding answer? Take it to the chat room here and see. Tommy Pantera says not.
Goatweed said fat for
Goatweed
sure.
Goatweed says fat for sure. The score is now 3-2. As Steve.
Nah, bitch.
Oh!
Frank, you have taken the lead 3-2. And I think that makes you.
Oh, it does.
The fat or not champion of the DJ New Style Show. 3-2. Frank has edged him out.
Roly poly.
What a perfect song. I love it. As long as you can chew it, it's okay, ladies and gentlemen. Fat or not, nail polish vloggers. One for the books. It was neck and neck for quite a while. Steve, what are you going to do for next time?
When I'm online at Dunkin' Donuts, and if I see fat chicks talking, close my eyes and try to remember.
Are you going
to
keep a little scratch pad and maybe just take some bullet points down of what you observe?
I really think it's hard, man, because I've known fat chicks that had fucking sex, you know, sex line voices.
I can always pick them out. This is a superpower.
Wait,
of mine.
You can always wait. Then you need to be the one.
Undeniable. Well,
it would be unfair. Next week.
It would be unfair. And also, here's the other thing. I haven't been in a position where somebody can pick out clips. Okay? So if somebody picks out
clips. I'll do it. Clips, I'll pick out clips and play them.
And runs the show and just tells me to play numbers.
I'm not going to run the show.
No, you tell me to play numbers, pick a number, and you know what the number corresponds to.
All right.
I will be able to be a contestant on Fat or Not. And Frank, I will challenge you for the belt. I vacated the title, and Frank, you're currently the paper champion. But I will challenge if Steve comes up with clips, and that'll be that. Well, speaking of comedy bits.
Oh, jeez.
I have to point something out. Last year, Veal Chop had tickets for Adam Carolla's podcast, and I went with him and Jeff from formerly of the What Show to see this show, and I really enjoyed it. And he spotted us for the tickets, and I've been wanting to get him back. I believe I expressed that on the show. I wanted to kind of pay him back for his generosity and do him a favor. So I bought the tickets for last Friday's Adam Carolla show, but as it turns out, something pretty impressive happened in Veal Chop's life. I'm not going to go into it at the chance that an episode of Geeks of Rage might be posted where he wants to talk about it, and if not, then maybe we'll do that. But something great happened, and he couldn't go. And I didn't know about it because my email had been locked out because I had enabled verification. So the only way I check it is on my phone, and it wasn't getting to my phone. So I didn't see the email. And he texted me. He's like, oh, I sent you an email. I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, all right. I have a couple of days. I can find somebody. So I reach out to Shawnee Murphy, and I say, here's what's going on. Friday, I want to leave at 3. Get there, eat. I know you might have something going on. Let me know if you can make it. He says, no, I have an appointment that I have to be at 3. I can't make it, so I'm not going to be able to go. So he declines. So that's one person down. Who do I go to next? Frank. I reach out to you, and I say, Frank, can you go on Friday? I want to leave early, about 3 o'clock. Can you go? Says yes. Frank accepts. No qualifications, nothing. Then I speak to him, and all of a sudden he has an appointment on Friday at 3 o'clock. And then he starts asking me, and keep in mind, Frank, chime in whenever you want. Then he starts asking me how late I'm willing to leave. I'm like, well, I'd really like to get there early. 3 o'clock. Yeah, and I got an appointment. Okay, fine. 3:30. So I cave and I go 3:30. Settle on 3:30, and then the next thing is that how are we getting there? Where am I meeting you? Well, we're gonna take the path in. We're gonna drive to Jersey City. Take the path. Okay. Am I gonna meet you there? Or am I going to go to your house and then we can drive to the path? However you want to do it, 3:30, we're leaving, we're going. Okay. Then I start getting subtle pokes to say, why don't we drive to the city? Why don't we drive into the city? Why don't we drive into the city? And I'm like, well, it's easier to take the path because you can pay for parking. It's really cheap. It's cheap train fare. You're there. Pretty much. You're not far away. And you didn't pay $30 for parking and all the tolls and have to go through the aggravation of driving the city. Oh, okay. And I get an email later. If I pay for parking, will you drive into the city? Can we drive into the city if I pay for parking? I really would like to just take the path, going back and forth, and ultimately he gets to my house and Frank, you asked again, why don't we just drive into the city? I'll pay for okay. I'm like, okay, fine. So I've made, I don't even know how many, 3-4 compromises to give tickets to somebody. To give tickets to Frank to come with me. I've made several compromises for his own preferences. Doesn't want to go on the train. It's so crowded. You're freer in the car.
Oh my God!
Like, okay, I get it. He doesn't like. It's not. I've seen him on the train. He's not happy on a train. Okay, sure. We'll drive into the city.
What the hell's wrong with the train?
Yeah, Frank.
What's wrong with the train?
I just feel confined. It's all in your. I just feel free.
Because free. A train has less movement room than a car does.
Yeah. Yeah, you're strapped into a car. Well, actually, you can make room, Steve. There's ways that you can make room in a car by just deciding that you all of a sudden need to have the window down in bumper-to-bumper traffic driving into the city.
In the tunnel between two trucks.
Yep. Has to have the window down.
No, it was not bumper-to-bumper, fuckface. We were on the fucking interstate. It was a beautiful, crisp afternoon.
I have to listen to the fucking...
He's got to close the fucking windows up to put the air on. It's 65 degrees outside. Okay, enjoy the fresh air. Open the windows. Don't waste the gas in the battery.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you hear what I'm dealing with? This is my car,
first
of all.
You're not even driving.
I'm driving the fucking car. And he's got to put his fucking... I had to use the child locks to prevent him from fucking putting the window down. I never used the child locks before. I actually had to use the fucking child locks to prevent him from rolling the fucking window down. So I didn't have to have fucking street noise, highway in my fucking right ear. So he doesn't have to feel... I get a little car sick. I get car sick. Oh, great. Good thing you chose to fucking drive to the city. Let me know. I had the hovercraft in the backyard. We can fucking hover it in.
We'll take the helicopter next time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So he's fucking. He's playing with the window. He's asking how he can change the radio station. Doesn't fucking know. Meanwhile, I have XM. I have. Granted, it's not built into my stereo. It's hooked in and it uses the FM modulator. It's called a Rode 2. It's an old unit that allows you to hear the XM. Satellite radio on your stereo. So I can understand how someone wouldn't be able to figure out how to change the channels if they didn't own that radio for fucking 10 years. Frank, before he got his new car, had the same exact fucking radio as me and still decided to bumble around and fucking ripped the radio out of my fucking... I have it mounted in. I have it on a fucking bracket. Ripped it out of it. Wires popped off.
Wow.
The whole thing fucking
Frank's laughing like it's funny.
Yeah, he is. And it's fucking it's fucking irritating.
I would have been so fucking mad right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Dude, I don't know. What do I do? Do I use the wheel? Do I use the wheel? There's fucking buttons. Zero. Like, you've owned this radio. You've used this fucking radio. You have listened to other channels. I know you have. Rips it out and then fucking laughs uncontrollably like he did then. As I'm fucking furious.
Wow.
Because it's just, I'm driving into the city so he doesn't have to feel cloistered in this fucking car with people and civilization and, you know, lower fees to get in the city. So we drive and we're in fucking traffic and we get there now fucking 20 minutes before the goddamn show. I had this whole thing. I wanted to go to Shake Shack. I wanted to go to a good place to eat, sit down, have a meal, you know, converse, hang out with Frank, talk. But no,
it wasn't 20 minutes. It was almost over an hour that we had time. It was over an hour.
No, it was not over an hour.
Yeah, it was over an hour. It was over an hour that we got there.
No, it wasn't, Frank.
Yeah, it was. It was over an hour.
They told us to be back there at 7:00. And it was 6:40. Okay? We got there at 6:40. What's wrong, Frank?
There's no winning this. Well, so continue with your story.
What do you mean there's no winning?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever it is, just continue with your story and then.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
Frank's wrong.
Close up the fucking show.
Frank, what do you mean there's no winning? How could there be no winning? If you are justified in what you've done, then there should be some way to win. Am I right? I'm just if I'm saying something.
Am I saying
something that isn't truthful?
Am I saying
something that's not truthful?
You're exaggerating.
Okay, so we're looking for food. We decide, you know what? There's not going to be any way that we can get to the places we want to go before the show. So we got it, but we're kind of hungry. We want to eat something. We go into this fucking abandoned. Like there was nobody in it. This pizza place.
There was plenty of people in there.
Two people in there, and two of them worked there. We were the only patrons, and as we were coming in there, two other people walked in. And we had what amounts to a let's take a break from playing NBA Jam and get a shitty mall slice of pizza. We had Frank, admit, it was not a good slice of pizza.
Well, I've had a lot better.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I've had infinitely better than
that.
It wasn't good, but in any event, we filled the hole a little bit and kind of whet our appetites with some shit pizza, but still food nonetheless. And we got there, and they told us to be there at like 7 or 7:30. We got there right at the time they said, and now they're starting to pile the people in near the bar with the hopes that people are going to buy drinks, spend more money, and then. In a period of time, they're going to start calling us in. So about 7:15 or so, we're in there. And I just look around. I'm looking at, you know, groups of people that came together. They're kind of having drinks, talking, hanging out. And I look at Frank, whose back is to me, and he's pawing at his phone. And I'm like, okay. So what should I do? Should I try and talk to other people? Well, I even moved. Frank, I don't know if you noticed this, but your back was to me and you were pawing at your phone the entire time that we were waiting. I moved around so that I could kind of face you and maybe we could talk for a little bit, and you fucking turned again and put your back to me a second time.
Wow.
I don't even know if that was something that was involuntary or what, but we spent a good, I'm going to say, very conservatively here, 10 minutes just standing, doing nothing, saying nothing to each other, not even acknowledging each other. And I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, these people are having a fucking blast. They're having a drink, talking. They're like excited about the show. They're talking about the guests. They're like, oh, I listened to this. I remember that one show he did that. They're actually having a shared experience. I'm here with someone who fucking ruined my radio, I demanded that I drive in, leave later, demanded so much of a situation that was should have been kind of received as a something of a favor. And here he is, back turned to me, playing words with friends.
Frank, were you mad at this point at Ken?
No, I don't think he was.
No, I had no reason to be mad. It was pitch dark in that place. And it was an awkward situation. It was very tight quarters. You know, people were elbow. You know, there was very much, not much room between you and the person ahead of you. And we had already spent, you know, about 2 hours in the car and this and that. So, you know, what else could we possibly say to each other?
Hey, this show's going to be good. Yeah, I've never heard it. What's it like? Oh, I mean, these are just conversations that have been going on around us.
Frank, have you ever
from people who also were not born in comedy, did not fucking warp themselves
whatever,
into
Let's,
the comedy
on.
Club.
Like, finish your story so I can get the fuck out of here.
Aw. Why are you upset, Frank? What's the matter?
Just do me a favor. Don't ever, just know for the future, I will never go anywhere with you and whatever.
Don't
we
worry.
We won't have a good
Frank,
time, okay?
Don't worry about it. It's all taken care of. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Because it gets worse. All right. So, I don't expect Frank to be a social butterfly, but still, you know, it would have been nice to maybe have some kind of a fucking human experience. We get called up. Our grouping of tickets get called up, and we are brought to our seat, which is a fucking great seat. It's raised up just for two people, so we don't have people around us. We have a straight shot view at the stage. We're higher than the tables that are in front of us. So we have probably the best seat that we could get without spending, you know, for the fucking
money.
Meal, the dining experience, whatever fucking package would get you right next to the stage. Something like $100 a ticket to sit next to the stage. We paid 50 each, and we had a pretty good shot. Well, the tickets were 50 each. But in any event, so here we are. We have our pretty good seat, and we had to get the two drink minimum. Now, Frank, you weren't familiar with this at first, is that right?
I know what a drink minimum is. I'm not an idiot.
You weren't familiar that you had to do this at first. I'm not fucking painting you out to be an idiot.
No, typically when it's a drink minimum is typically when you go to a bar where there's no cover. But in this case, there was already a fee paid for the entertainment, so it seemed illogical to also have to force you to buy drinks as well.
And I didn't necessarily want to do it, but that's just how a lot of comedy clubs do it. You pay to get in, and you have to pay buy a couple of drinks. So first round, we each get a beer. You got a cool. You wanted a Miller Lite. That's your drink of choice.
My drink of choice is Miller Lite.
Yeah, I got a Blue Moon, and we had some weird fucking. Waiter guy that wasn't even our fucking waiter, just like, you guys pumped up for the show? Yeah, I'm thinking about doing comedy. They have a open mic night. I was at my support group and they said you should do comedy. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, this fucking guy is
and
out
coincidentally
of
enough his name was Frank
and his name was Frank. He was a little too fucking friendly, getting a little too close with us, and he goes, yeah, I never heard of
you liked
this
it though.
Yeah, you know what? I do appreciate that. I do. I like when people are a little bit fucking nuts and actually talk to you a bit. Because if I know especially that I'm never going to see this person again, I'll enjoy that interaction because it'll be a one-time thing. But if I had to endure that every day at work, I would want to bleed out. But a one-time thing, that's a fucking a nice thing. A nice little, oh, this person was very excited to not know anything about Adam Carolla. He's like, I never heard of this guy, but he's selling out every night. And you asked him, like, who the guest is. Like, honestly, I don't know. I never even heard of him before. Sells out the entire fucking weekend, and this guy who works there and has worked there the night before, so he said, no idea. So we're at Caroline's. We buy our first round. Our second round comes up. I notice that that Frank decides to change his order. It says, the guy says to me, another Blue Moon? I say, yep. Points to Frank, another Coors Light? No, let me get a Blue Moon. You changed your order to get what I was drinking. And I was curious why, Frank.
Because I saw with your drink you got an orange wedge and squeezed it into the into the beer, and I thought that I was curious to see what it tasted like to have an orange mixed with the beer.
Now, haven't you always said that you when you get Diet Coke, you always ask for no lemon?
Exactly.
Why did you want this beverage specifically for the citrus wedge?
I took a chance in life, and that's what I did.
That's good. Well, you drank about half of it, and the show's going off, and it's great. I'm enjoying myself. Artie Lang was the guest. Pretty good. I mean, you were a fan of Stern, so obviously you must have appreciated Artie a little
bit. Being alive?
Yeah. I mean, right? Frank?
Well, I didn't listen to Stern. I stopped listening to Stern after, you know, when he was on there. I wasn't listening to Stern anymore. Oh. But I was familiar with his work on Mad TV.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes. I was entertained.
I noticed that you practiced your stone face routine. I'm sitting next to you. I didn't hear a sound. I didn't see a motion.
Just because I'm not belly laughing and having a smile from ear to ear doesn't mean I'm not enjoying myself. I've said it once and I've said it again. You could put the funniest comedian in the world in front of me and I won't crack a smile. That's how I am.
But you're proud of that. Like you, it's
I'm
almost
proud
like,
of it. It's just I don't have to sit there and smile and be all giddy and to enjoy myself. I'm enjoying myself internally.
It was just to be honest. It's a little awkward to sit with somebody who's just. Just stone.
I'm sorry, I made you feel awkward,
Steve. If you're at a comedy club and the person you're with is sitting there and there's nothing coming from them, is your impression that they're having a rough time? They're not enjoying it.
Well, I would take into account everything that led up to the fact that you were there, but I mean, Frank didn't even smile. Was Frank just staring?
I kind of took a peek from time to time just to see if maybe like he just doesn't like to laugh out loud or anything, but he was just like, dare I say, stoic. He was just sitting there in spite of it all.
You know, I can't say it's wrong because sometimes when I concentrate on something and, you know, you're thinking about the comedy and you're thinking about everything and you just forget to have emotions. But when something's really funny, you're fucking laughing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, you know, you enjoy it your own way. It's just like the interpretation I have of that, and I'm sure that if you were front row, somebody who's a talented, good comedian, and you're not laughing or cracking a smile, they don't know that your internal dialogue is loving the shit out of their act.
No, so, that's true. It's true. And I mean, they like.
It lets off a vibe of, oh, I don't know why I showed.
No, well, I just learned this recently, and it's kind of weird. When I went to see Stephen Colbert live, I saw him actually the first time, and then the second time was 2 weeks later. And, you know, the guy that preps everybody for, like, being the studio audience comes out, and he's like, you know, a lot of people, he's like, you might be high or you might be drunk. He's like, a lot of people laugh internally. He's like, that doesn't work for TV. He's like, you have to be smiling and laughing and clapping and being into it.
Hmm.
But it just proves that that's a thing. Like some people just
I've never encountered it, and I'm willing to bet that Frank is like that. I mean I now know Frank is able to enjoy something without any visual indication that he is.
Yeah. No.
Is that a fair statement? Am I being fair?
That's how I am.
I'm
internalized.
You don't have to apologize. That's you.
But and don't make me feel like there's something wrong with me because that's how I enjoy things.
No,
I'm talking to Ken.
I mean, the last thing I wanted to portray is that I thought something was wrong with it. I was only saying my interpretation of it is that holy shit, Frank's fucking not enjoying this at all. This is actually Frank hates it. I would look and I'd see, well, nothing. Oh, well, okay. I guess Frank isn't digging the show. Nothing. But I didn't know. This is you internally laugh. You're an internal laugher. Do you internally laugh or do you internally enjoy?
I am internally
amused.
Amused.
Okay. So not necessarily internal laughter, but internal amusement.
Right.
So the show, I'm an external laugher. I will, if I like something, I'm gonna laugh. I let it out. I just fucking enjoyed the show. I thought it was great, and we got to about the 20-minute mark, and Frank's half-consumed Blue Moon got knocked over and went all over me. No, Frank knocked it over and got it all over me. Knocked his beer over.
Frank, were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
He bumped into it.
I accidentally. You ever hear of something called an accident,
well,
Steve?
But funny thing, you mentioned that because Frank, the very next bullet point that I have here is Frank's apology. Quote: "You ever hear of an accident? Okay, then."
No, because
I'm not even kidding. I have that written down.
Spilled.
I have that written down. You got beer all over me. You ever hear of an accident? Okay, then.
You didn't give me a chance to apologize because as soon as it fucking spilled, you went off on your fucking four-letter fucking vulgar words.
Yeah, because I have to.
Give me a fucking chance to say I'm sorry. Don't sit there and say, what the fuck's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, give me a freaking chance. It was an accident.
Yeah, because so now I stink of beer and I have to drive. I have to drive home. I fucking stink of beer, and I have to fucking drive home.
Like a complete dick is when I said to you, did you ever hear of an accident? Yeah. So if you didn't act like a dick and give me a chance to say I was sorry, then I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But you overreacted. Like you just you know what I'm saying? You just went crazy for no reason.
For no reason? Okay. Yeah, out of the blue.
It was an accident. It was an accident.
Heard of a fucking accident?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a chance to say I'm sorry before you jumped down my fucking throat.
Frank, I just asked you if you were drunk, and then you spat your vile hatred at me.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I'm saying I'm trying to use you as a point. It was an accident, and he didn't give me a chance to say I was sorry before he just jumped down my throat and belittled me.
You got fucking beer. You got beer all over me. I'm sorry I didn't throw you a fucking surprise party.
How can it fucking beer all over you? You're sitting on
one side
of the table.
What do you mean? You spilled beer and it got all over my fucking arm and leg and all over my seat that I had to sit on the fucking edge of because I didn't have any fucking napkins for the last 20 minutes. I'm sitting on the edge of my fucking seat looking like hanging on every word.
The waiter brought a bunch of napkins over. I remember he brought a bunch of napkins over.
No, he gave me one napkin and said, if you need more, come to me, and he was nowhere to be found.
I look over at you,
sitting comfortable in your seat, back to the stone face.
Yeah, you know what I would have done? I would have picked up everything and just started like splashing everything that spilled on the table back at Frank.
I'm not positioning my chair, hit
it right back at Frank.
Look, I realized it was an accident, but the thing is, I don't like being fucking covered in a fucking drink because someone bumped into their fucking glass because they don't know where their glass is. I'm sorry. Dark,
huh? That's why people have accidents, because of things like that.
Do you have accidents, Frank? I guess so.
I can't believe that right before I'm about to go into the bullet point that says, hit Frank's apology, you ever hear of an accident? Okay, then. You actually said that.
That was my apology after you... whatever the fuck. You know what?
So anyway, after the show...
You didn't give me a chance to say I was sorry. You jumped on my fucking throat. So if you're going to be a dick, I'll be a dick back.
After the show, we wanted to get food. And I guess we decided we wanted to eat some burgers. So I was thinking Shake Shack, but it was a little too far away. And I knew that by the time we got there, there'd probably still be a line if they were open. I wasn't that familiar with it. And Frank, you didn't seem like you wanted to walk 20 blocks or get a cab.
I had a problem walking 20 blocks.
I okay, because you were saying how far is it, and we were going from 50th to 57th.
And I let you decide where we wanted to go.
And at 50th Street, you started saying, how far away is this place? So I knew we weren't going to make it to 77th. Okay? Yeah. So we went to the Parker, or La Parker Meridian, whatever the hell it is, because I heard that inside there's a little tucked away place called Burger Joint. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Parker Meridian, it's a really nice... really, really nice hotel. Saying it's really nice is an understatement. It's really goddamn nice. And you walk in and you feel out of place because you don't belong there at all. And the intention of going in here is to get to this burger place. And I'm looking for it. We're in the lobby, turning around. I smell beef. I know that it's here. I know we're nearby. And I kind of look over and I see a long curtain and a tiny little opening and a fluorescent sign that that depicts a hamburger, and it's dark.
I actually pointed the sign to you because you didn't thought it was closed, and I said, look over here, and I pointed it to you. I was the one who found it.
Oh, okay. Well, so you found it, but I saw the sign nonetheless.
Right, after I pointed it to you.
However, I saw it down a dark corridor, and I said, no, shit, are they closed? He said, wait, what does it look like? I'm like, well, it looks like a dark fucking room. So I would be able to ask, is it closed? So we walked down the hallway, and I don't know what Frank was expecting. I don't think I explained it to him, but when you walk in, it is as roadhousey, graffiti on the walls, just fucking wood paneling, shabby, just complete rundown, and that's the whole charm of the place. It's almost like a diner that time forgot. As you walk
in. Did Frank, like, puke instantly as he walked in?
You smell the beef, and you see it grilling on the grill, and it instantly made me fucking hungry. And as soon as we walked in, Frank, what did you say? I'm not eating here. I'm not eating here. Right? Did you say that? Why are you laughing? So, what's that noise?
I hope Frank's not, like, dying on the open line.
So he said, I'm not eating here. And I said, well, don't eat here. I'm eating here. And I ordered my shit. And Frank, sure enough, got over whatever it was that was holding him back from ordering there. I don't know if he questioned the cleanliness of the crew.
I understand the shtick of the appeal. But, you know, the place itself, I mean, I can understand it. How do I explain? There's two types of give me a chance to explain what I'm trying to say, okay?
Sure.
There's themes where you'll have a theme and it'll look run down, but it really isn't run down. And what I mean by that is you'll have graffiti on the walls and this and that. But the place would still be spotless and clean, this and that. This place, even though it was meant to look like it was a shanty, it was still dirty within itself. It was, you know, napkins all over the table, not clean seats.
There were no napkins all over the tables.
I'm saying dirty napkins on the table.
There weren't dirty napkins on the table.
It was tight quarters.
It was tight quarters, yes.
The people working there...
What?
It was very.
What about them?
Looked like they were like teenagers. They were, you know, cavorting and this and that. It wasn't like
the people working there were talking to each other.
Wow.
Whatever.
So
it was they were cavorting. They weren't using gloves. I saw the guy pick up the bacon with his dirty hands.
His dirty hands.
Oh,
did you see
God.
The dirt on his hands? I mean, you're a big proponent of gloves. Do you ever look at the gloves on a toll booth collector's hands? Fucking just yellow, even though it's a blue glove.
It's the same gloves for 5 years.
Yes. And I got news for you. That fucking show, that fucking make good of wearing gloves, they don't fucking change those things. I mean, I told you, Frank, when I went to the cafeteria down on the first floor where I work, I got a rotten sandwich served to me by a guy with a professionally applied ace bandage on his hand because he probably suffered a massive cut. I told you that guy, when he goes to the bathroom, he's not fucking removing that bandage and reapplying it every single time. He goes there, and if that's the hand he wipes with, he may make a nice effort to try and wipe with the other hand, but if it doesn't work out well, he's going to go back to that. If he holds his dick with that hand when he pisses, he's going to try, but he'll ultimately have to go back to it, and he's not going to take the fucking bandage off. He's not going to fucking change it. So those people wearing gloves are the same fucking thing. They put the gloves on because it makes people like you feel better. But ultimately, they're the same fucking gloves that they take into the fucking bathroom, that they handle the fucking money with, that they go and pinch the black girl's ass with, that they go and fucking scrub up fucking mayo off the goddamn floor. They're wearing the same fucking gloves the whole time.
The gloves are for them, not you.
Exactly. Exactly. So we order our food, and we sit down, and again, you know, I don't know... I'm not expecting anything at this point. Maybe a little conversation or reflecting on the show or something.
Jesus.
Nothing. Frank actually sat down, closed his eyes, and tilted his head backwards until his food was ready. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I've got so much I gotta do. I got so much I gotta do. I asked if you were meditating. What were you doing, Frank?
I had to plan my day for tomorrow.
Don't you use paper?
Wait, Frank, I have to ask.
Where do you
a question.
Store these events? How are you planning it out by staring at the fucking ceiling tiles?
You just said I have my eyes closed. If I have my eyes closed, how can I stare at the ceiling tiles?
True.
Frank,
but you tilted your head back, you had your eyes closed, and it was the entire time. You looked physically pained.
No, I was thinking about the following day, my agenda for the following day and things I had to do.
And as dirty as the place was, and as reluctant as the people are to wear gloves, it didn't stop you from ordering two hamburgers.
And fries
and a Coke. And if you bring up that fucking Brooklyn Diner burger one more time, I swear to God, I'll stab you.
That Brooklyn Diner's got a great burger,
it's
man.
It's fucking terrible. It's absolutely hideous.
I like the way they put the jerky onions on there. Yeah.
Jerky onions?
Jerky, and they're the fucking worst. So, the whole fucking experience, I've been kind of looking forward to going to that place. The food isn't that great, but I think the appeal is the shock of going through this nice hotel and stepping into this shit that's worse than a Friendly's and eating a halfway decent burger. It's okay. It's kind of nice. It's a little bit exciting to see the shit heap of a burger place inside of a very nice hotel. Probably wouldn't go back. I might take Amanda there, or perhaps her dad. I might take her dad there because her dad, like, we'll say we're gonna go get a hamburger. Walk into the hotel, probably like, oh my, what are we? And we take him into this fucking shack, and he'd be like, oh my god, this is amazing, and he'd like really make a big deal out of it, like. We were just in this really nice hotel, and I'm like, I know, isn't it? And then we'd have a conversation, not just like, I am not eating here. Fuck this. I'm not eating here.
And you know what happens, Frank? When you say shit like that, the wait servers, the waiters and all the servers hear that shit, and they say, fuck with his food.
Did you actually see the sign, Frank, that said, don't write on our walls, we don't spit in your food? That's what it says. Don't write on our walls, we don't spit on your food. It actually says that, written in fucking cardboard.
I'm sure Frank tried to write on the wall.
No, he didn't.
So it was too
afterwards,
perplexed.
We went to Mama Fuku for cookies, and I had ice cream. And Frank, you didn't enjoy that either?
I mean, $2 for the size of a cookie that's the size of a chocolate Chips Ahoy is a little expensive.
Size of a Chips Ahoy. Do you know how big a Chips Ahoy is?
It's just, you know, it's the size of an Archway cookie, maybe.
It's the size of a CD, I would say. Is
bullshit.
That
a are you out of your mind, a CD?
It's an
Archway cookie.
Don't make me go and get them. I have them upstairs.
Archway cookie.
I have a couple upstairs. By the way, I bought a bunch of cookies because I know Amanda likes it. Frank only bought cookies for himself. I'm like, why don't you get some for the kids?
I bought two cookies. What is there to buy?
Get some. Get some for your kids. Get some for Donna.
No, I bit one of them and it tastes like fucking sour milk.
So you bought another, huh?
No, he bought two different kinds.
I just bought two to begin with.
He bought two different kinds. Bit one. Do you want this? I'm gonna throw it out. It's fucking
sour milk.
It was vile, man. It was like fucking sour milk.
It was good. It was good. It was the corn cookie, which tastes like real corn, and I thought it was good. I happen to like it. So I ripped around fucking Frank's bitten area, and I ate the cookie. It was good. So I guess you really didn't enjoy any of it, especially because we didn't go to Top of the Rock as you excitedly wanted to do. We walked by the fucking Rockefeller Center and saw...
Yeah, they had tours going on, so I was
tours.
Thinking they'd take Frank, us into like the studios or something.
Yeah, and Frank goes, let's do it, man. Come on, man, let's do it. Let's just do something crazy.
But then we found out it was $26. We said, fuck it.
Yeah. Frank wanted to go to the Top of the Rock with me to overlook the city.
Wow.
I thought it was free. I'm not going to pay $26 to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the extent
sorry,
of
sorry, I ruined your
trip.
Night, man. Sorry about that.
Frank, you're a horrible date.
What can I say? I'm sorry about
that.
It
was not a satisfying experience.
Sorry, dude. Sorry about that. I don't know what else to tell you.
Do you understand why you should just end it at sorry and not say I don't know what else to tell you or have you ever heard of an accident? It really makes your apology sound not that genuine. I mean, yeah, such a fucking demand, like so many.
Yeah, I'm
demands.
Not sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry if you know whatever.
I know you're not. I mean, the thing is, I already know you're not.
All right, listen.
So many demands from you.
I have to excuse myself.
Yeah, I know you do. That's all right, Frank. What do you have to do? Just give me a rundown of the next two things you have to do.
I have to start putting reports in the computer.
When will you go to bed? It's almost midnight.
I don't know. I have no-dos over here somewhere. I got to put up some no-dos.
When was the last time you slept?
I slept from 1 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning last today, I think.
Last day?
1 to 3.
Yeah.
Wow. 2 hours.
Right.
Do you ever find time to get out, like with Donna or anything? Do you guys ever go out?
Yeah, we went to the movies. We went to go see Rock of Ages. We went to the Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, you actually saw Rock of Ages? What'd you think of it?
I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed it. I think Tom Cruise did a good job, and I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise. He did a good job as
I didn't even know Tom Cruise was in it.
He did a good job of capturing an aging rock star. And I enjoyed the music, and I thought it was a little too long. 2 hours is a little too long.
Is it placed in the 80s? Is that what it is?
1987.
I was 7 years old.
Yeah, I was seven then too.
I was 17.
You're 17, wow. So you actually remember the era.
I remember it.
Driving around.
I remember it, and it's weird because I, you know, here I am, a 42-year-old gentleman.
Like a hurricane.
I remember the time that they're talking about. I lived through that time. I was a teenager through that time, and it reminds me of 1978 when I went to see the motion picture starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Grease.
Newton-John.
So and, you were 9 or 8.
I was 8 in 1978. I saw the movie Grease, which took place in the 50s. And now it's a movie taking place in the 80s.
But you remember it. Like, when you saw Grease, it was a time that you could never
have... It was a time that was...
You
like,
couldn't have
my,
lived it.
That was my mother's... It was my mother was a teenager.
It was the olden days to you. It was a glimpse into the past. But now, right. The present, the youth of the present, is viewing your past that you lived through.
Right, I lived through this.
It's making you feel a little
and
bit
it's,
old.
It's a strange feeling. It's
what if you watch Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What
is this Rock of Ages shit? Is it like
Rock
they
of
sing
Ages
songs?
Is it's a story where they intersperse 80s songs into the theme of the story.
So they do performances, like were people getting into the like dancing or anything like that?
Yes,
clapping
exactly.
Or applauding?
Dancing at record stores and
no, I mean like in the audience with you. Was anybody clapping?
Well,
or
you had
hooting?
Some people raising their hands, some women, if you will, just raising their hands in the air to various songs such as "Pour Some Sugar on Me" by Def Leppard.
Really? They were actually just like pretending they were under the fucking in the round stage.
I guess. Yeah, you know, they were just closing their eyes and rocking out.
One armed drummer just fucking fingering him. Awful. I have no interest in seeing that fucking movie. Tom Cruise to me is a fucking bore. And that
I
movie
tell you
sounds
what,
like a fucking bore.
I was very surprised what he did in this movie because it's a very graphic. Just although there's no nudity,
graphic.
It's very very graphic, sexually graphic. It's probably one of the most sexually graphic movies I've ever seen where there's no nudity.
Really?
You know, he's tonguing, you know, two and three girls at a time. Where you see him, you see his tongues touching the other person's tongue. If, you know, and he I'm surprised he did. I'm very, very surprised he did this type of movie.
So all the people have like the stonewashed jeans and all that typical 80s shit with somebody carrying like a trapper keeper, like the just bringing back all this stereotypical. 80s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I saw that in particular, but you know, they had a lot of references to 80s stuff, and I think you would enjoy it if you saw it. I mean,
no,
even
I
if it's just
I will never see it.
A guilty pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's no pleasure at all.
Well, whatever.
I mean, did they have any of the classic stereotypes from the '80s, like the businessman with the tiny ponytail?
No, but it seems as though whenever somebody makes reference to the '80s or something like that, they always reference the big phone. You know, they take out a big phone and then everybody laughs at it. And look at how the phones were, you know, back then in the '80s. All right.
Oh, audience supposed to get a big laugh.
Right, but the joke's been done 1,000 times. Mm. I mean, it's. And then, you know, Giamatti then took the phone and he, you know, put it in this big, you know, front purse that he was using. Ugh. And that got a little more of a laugh. But, you know, enough with the joke about the phone. We get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I think there's hack comedians that still reference fucking Zach Morris's phone as like the milestone for the large cell phone. Do you remember Zach Morris, Frank?
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Saved by the Bell?
Jesus Christ. Zach Morris is the references to his phone is like the new reference to MacGyver being able to fix things.
Yeah. Well, it's the only thing in the television show Seinfeld. The only thing that will give away when this thing was made is when Jerry's pulling out that big phone with the antenna. Mm. That's pretty much the only thing.
Did anybody in the movie have pure white nurse shoes?
I don't know. I don't
recall. Pure white.
Pure, absolute pure white. Tiny low-rise Reebok nurse
shoes. I have a pair of New Balance. I got my wife bought me some New Balance. They're totally white New Balance because you need
totally
to have
white.
Yeah, because
you know it's after Labor Day, right?
No, well, my sneakers are always totally white because if you put any color onto them, then you're forced to match that color with whatever outfit you're wearing, and I don't want to have that aggravation.
But you have concerns with matching your clothes?
You're only supposed to wear three colors. So your shoes are one color, your pants are another color, and your shirt's another color.
Wait, who said you're only supposed to wear three colors?
Open up a fashion magazine and you'll find out.
Do you ever open up fashion magazines?
Once in a while.
When? When was the last time you have?
It's been a while. You know, but since I opened up a fashion magazine.
Was Yahoo Serious on the cover?
Frank, have you ever heard of fashion faux pas?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what a faux pas is?
It's a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah.
So a fashion mistake is to wear white after Labor Day. You know when Labor Day is?
Why don't you wear like a neutral color shoe? I mean, they'll go with anything. You won't have to match a goddamn thing. Like a brown or a gray or
black.
No, I like to have totally white sneakers.
Why?
Because this way you don't have to be forced to match anything with anything else.
You're not fucking Big Pun. You don't need to have pure white goddamn low tops on.
Yeah, see, white sneakers are like perfectly fine on black people. Like, it seems right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, yeah. White sneaker, black guy, all right.
You should have a darker shoe because you have light skin.
But I'm not wearing my sneakers with no clothes on, so what difference does it make?
Do you have colors that you specifically avoid?
I'm not a fan of the orange.
Orange?
What?
Because it makes me look like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
So are you afraid of cannibals on bath salts eating you, thinking you're going to be a Reese's peanut butter
cup?
No,
but the first thing you think of is when you put on something orange is a Reese's peanut butter cup, and don't deny it.
What about an orange?
That's what I just said.
No, orange.
No, an orange.
I don't think of an orange. No.
You don't think of, whenever somebody says orange, you don't picture the fruit?
I think of a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Frank thinks yellow, brown, and... almost black.
Yeah. So you never wear orange. You never wear yellow, brown, or
I also don't wear purple. Do you ever wear purple? I'm not a fan of purple.
You wear yellow though.
I don't wear yellow. I have one yellow shirt, but I don't wear yellow outside because I'm afraid I'll get stung by a bee because yellow attracts bees.
And you're not particularly fond of bees.
Not fond of bees, are you?
Well, you're just afraid that you'll eventually have to match. So that's why you keep the white shoes going?
Right.
Mm. Well, I think that that's a good place to wrap this up. White shoes, everybody. You want to be fresh to death, FTD, like GF on the DJNS? Get some white kicks. Don't scuff them up. Don't scratch the leather. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. on iTunes, leave a goddamn comment, a review, and tell your friends. Really appreciate the likes that are happening on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. If we hit 500 likes, two times a year, I will give away an Amazon gift card to a random person that has liked the page. I will pick one at random, and I will send them an Amazon gift card.
That's benevolence.
When we get to 500 likes.
Soon.
And that's how, it's very, very soon. So encourage people to do it. You gotta be in it to win it. Oh, kill me. Stab me. Somebody fucking burn me till I'm dead. BestInShowRadio.com, GeeksOfRageShow.com, BugZapperRadio.com. All of these shows and this one right here on HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you very much for tuning in. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Arrivederci.
Frank, is there anything you'd like to say?
GN.
GN indeed. Thank you very much and have a good week.
Give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.